What was the first bird you saw when you woke up this morning? The first bird you heard? While we often take them for granted, birds are part of our daily lives. Now, flip your perspective. We humans and the communities we have constructed are very much a part of many birds' daily lives. The landscape for birds has significantly changed, but we have the ability to make it welcoming. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. It's our 100th show, and rather than focus on a single species this week, it seemed appropriate to look at the broader picture, to think about why birds matter and reflect on the bird communities we share space with. Over 600 species of bird call California home, and nearly 6 million Californians consider themselves birders or bird watchers. And it's no wonder. Birds are the one form of wildlife that nearly everyone encounters every day. They're an important part of California's natural identity, right up there with redwoods, beaches, and Half Dome. And our state corridor depicts the majestic California condor. What a tragedy if these birds were to become a part of history rather than continue to be a part of our future. Our fascination with birds isn't a new age trend. It goes back thousands of years across nearly every culture. The ancient Egyptians, most of their major gods were depicted as birds. And today, birds provide a terrific doorway to learning about the natural world and a way to connect with nature. Why do birds matter? Well, we can explain it through science. Birds keep ecological systems in balance. They pollinate plants, disperse seeds, scavenge dead animals, keep insect populations in check, and more. But they also inspire us. Through remarkable thousand-mile journeys unaided by any navigation system we can comprehend, to their incredible adaptations, like the blue-winged teal that can withstand extreme temperatures ranging from around 58 degrees below Fahrenheit to 112 above, or the agility of the hummingbird capable of hovering in midair and flying at remarkable bursts of speed. Just listening to those wonderful bird symphonies can be a fantastic way to reduce stress, and admit it, who doesn't dream of flying? Of course, some of our other popular pastimes have also been inspired by the birds. Three Major League Baseball teams are named for birds, as are five NFL football teams, four NHL hockey teams, and one NBA basketball team. And that's just the majors. And if we turn our attention to the literature, well, over 500 books have been published with bird names in the title, and I don't even hazard to guess at the number of writings that have been inspired by birds. It's likely in the tens of thousands. Why do birds matter? The literal canary in a coal mine. They are often the first to be impacted by environmental change, making them one of the best indicators of environmental health. Healthy native bird populations signal a healthy local ecology, and this, of course, is of benefit to us humans as well. Unfortunately, in California, the Department of Fish and Game, in collaboration with conservation groups, have identified 74 bird species of special concern. These species have not been given official conservation status, but their California populations are at risk. An additional 29 bird species are listed as threatened or endangered species in California, and it's these species that often provide the only legal means to protect dwindling habitat areas. Need an example? The protections that have been put in place for the marbled murrelet and the spotted owl are all that stands in the way of losing our coast's old-growth forests. So birds matter. What can we do? Plenty. Plant a native garden. If you have the space, consider including a water feature or bird bath and a brush pile. It provides great shelter. No yard? No worries. Container gardens are great for pollinators and insect eaters. And you don't have to have a yard to provide an oasis for our local birds. Love cats? Well, an average of 2 billion birds are killed each year by outdoor cats. So keep Kitty indoors. It's safer for your cat and the birds. I could go on, but you get the gist. If you're like me and you mark the seasons with the comings and goings of the golden crowned sparrow, take a look around. Any action you take to make your spaces more bird-friendly helps ensure our feathered neighbors continue to fill their important ecological niche and, perhaps of equal importance, ensures these remarkable creatures remain a source of inspiration for all of us. If you haven't done so already, step outside, close your eyes, and just listen. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.